At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
Gambling was something that I did.
A clever way to circumvent Dan actually making bets himself by using a proxy.
And I became consumed by it.
And now, joined by Bad Larry and Dylan the Graphics Guy, here's Dan Patrick.
Oh, did he live up to the billing? Bad Larry showed up yesterday at the Man Cave, and you know, the reviews are in, Larry. I think everybody universally thought you were an ass. And
it was child abuse, Dan.
When I left you guys at the Man Cave, and I forewarned, you know, Ray and Dylan and some of the Weeks, all the backroom guys, I said, hey, he's going to beat you at every game, just so you know. And then about 3 or 4 hours later, I meet them at a bar, the Pit Stop, and I walk in. I walk in, and I don't see anybody. I just hear them yelling at each other. So they're over at the pool table. They're just yelling at each other, and I go, "Oh, here, Bad Larry." I walk over, and he goes, "Yeah, I haven't lost a game yet." And yeah, you pretty much pissed everybody off, Larry. Congratulations.
That was the intent, Dan.
I think the argument you walked in on, Dan, was Larry saying that he could beat Michael Jordan in a free throw shooting contest.
Sounds about right.
It wasn't free throw. I've said it a million times in my life. I'm going to stand by it. Not anymore, but 15-foot jump shots till $1,000 a shot till he quits.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
That is truly one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
You're an idiot.
I don't care. I don't care what you guys say.
Larry, are you talking about right now? Right now?
No, not right now.
Well, when? Remember when you said you could throw a golf ball 100 yards? When were you able to do that? Like, you have to put in context these bets or these random things that you said.
Yeah, I'm saying 30 years ago.
30 years ago, you are going to take... And, you know, they're 15-footers. Those are called free throws.
Yeah, okay, make them 18-footers. I don't care what you do. Look at his line every game, Dan. He's 4 for 21 or 6 for 21, 13 for 14 from the foul line.
Okay, that's 15 feet away.
That's also during a game.
Right.
There's other factors, Larry.
He also had 3 breakaway dunks. So instead of being 7 for 21, he was, take those 3 away, and he was 3 for 18 or 4 for 18. He wasn't a great shooter. He was a great scorer. We agree on that.
He
wasn't a great shooter.
His percentage when he retired is, what, 47% from the floor?
Yeah, sounds awful.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be pretty good, Larry, I think. Let me get Ray to pull up the numbers on Michael Jordan.
No, well, you know, like, Bird and Hayes, field goal percentage are pretty comparable. Bird is a way better shooter.
Would you beat Larry
Michael
Bird?
Michael has both guys named Larry are a better shooter.
Yeah, Larry. Absolutely. Larry, are you a better shooter than me?
Yes.
Whoa.
That was a long pause.
That was a healthy pause.
You said you were better than Michael Jordan and Larry Bird before you said that.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured he would say it, but he's not a better
shooter. Larry. I didn't say Larry Bird. Don't change it, Dylan. I just think Michael Jordan is an overrated shooter. He was a great scorer. He wasn't a good shooter. And you know what? When he missed a shot, he walked to the foul line, whether it blew the whistle or not.
There we go.
I mean, what did Jordan, Jordan shoot 47% or better?
Better than that. 49.7% field goal percentage.
All those breakaways. That's it.
All the times that he was double teamed and knocked down.
Yeah, you're nuts, Larry.
Yeah.
And then, when he missed a shot, it was a foul, and that doesn't count as a shot anymore. Yeah.
Larry, he shot 83% from the free throw line, too. So
he can make some foul shots. I'll give him his foul shots.
83%. I'll give him his foul shots.
Larry, you're not a better shooter than me. You know that. You know that.
Not anymore, Dan. You have a gym in your office.
What does that have to do with anything?
30 years ago, I'd give you that same bet, too.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Whoa. But see, it's all stuff that can't be proven, so it's all bullshit.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, you can. You could say whatever you want. 30 years ago, I could have whatever. It doesn't matter.
Michael Jordan in a shooting contest.
How about something you could do now, Larry?
I love it, Chad.
I can throw a golf ball 100 yards.
How about this? I'll never lose a game in caps to anyone who lives
in
Connecticut.
That's a fucking made-up game.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Larry's like, I could beat you and throw the stick that he plays at home all the time. And I'm like, I don't
beat you and kiss the can.
Ray and I disproved the golf ball theory at the golf course the other day. We were just trying to throw the golf ball. We also got in an argument if you could throw a baseball or a golf ball further. We all said golf. Well, actually, Ray was the only one who said baseball. You can for sure throw a baseball further.
I underestimated.
Yeah, I did too. It's wrong.
Okay.
You guys are out of your mind.
That's what I said.
Here we go. Yeah, 30 years ago, I could throw it 100 yards.
Why do you think you can throw a baseball further? Because it's heavier? Can you throw a basketball further or a soccer ball?
A little physics action coming at you.
You can also grip a baseball.
You can grip a golf ball, too.
Yeah, with your tiny hands.
Actually, Larry, my biggest takeaway from you coming was you were a little shorter than I thought you'd be.
And
the beer gut was actually a little bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and your hands were way smaller than I thought they'd be.
and you had a club foot.
I doubt that, Sean.
Really small hands, Larry.
And you know what they say about guys with small hands?
Unhappily married.
No. Oh, small gloves.
Oh, right,
they need small gloves.
And they can beat Jordan in a shooting contest.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let me recap. Dylan, you lost a half a unit last week.
I won half a unit.
Oh, you won a half a unit. Okay, so you're minus 10.5.
Big difference,
Dan. Shea went neutral last week.
Bone of contention, Danny, if you got a minute.
Ooh.
On the L baseball, I went 2-2, but I won plus 115 twice. Lost plus 170 and laying the minus 120 lost that. So
okay.
So as far as the odds go, I'm plus.
What?
It'd be like
okay.
I'm betting a unit on the dogs. On the dogs. I'm betting a unit to win whatever the plus number is.
So like if the A's won, you would have won 1.7.
Exactly. Okay. On the favorites, I'm laying it to win one unit.
Did you explain this to Ray?
This is baseball betting, Danny. It's like explaining the sun rising.
But explain it to Ray.
Rise in the West.
And really dumb yourself down to be able to explain it to him.
Fair. Picture day, Ray.
Okay.
Listen to what I just fucking said. Compute it. I ain't going to chew my cabbage twice. Figure it out. All right? Do some math. I'm missing units, Danny.
Okay.
A lot of units.
All right. So is he getting one unit or a half? What is he getting, Ray?
He got like 0.3 on that, I think.
Exactly. What's he getting?
So he's going to get 0.3 on that, but I will defend myself a little bit here. Mm. We used to do the decimal points, and then we got rid of it last year because we were thinking we were just going to round it out.
And what's the point of betting a dog, Ray? What's the point? Why would I ever bet a dog again?
All right, I'll make sure it's on there from now on.
There we go.
Bad Larry lost 2.5 units last week, so you're up
loser.
Plus 11.5 units, Larry. You good with that?
Yeah, Shay, you lost a minus 170.
No, plus 170. I lost a plus 170 money line, then a minus 120.
Right. I got you. I think you should get a little, you're too plus 115.
I'm down 2.2, then I won plus 115 twice, so I'm up. I'm up 10 cents.
Dylan still has the big bet on the board with the Nuggets to win the NBA Finals plus 900.
Great bet. And don't forget about
and
the Pirates.
And the Pirates to win the World Series plus 30,000.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
Okay. Bets for this week. Shay, I'm going to start with you. It seems like
leader of the pack.
You had a bad week last week. You weren't allowed to drink. You got in trouble with your roommate.
Yeah. And, still in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not drinking?
Still not drinking. Sober Denny. It's great. I love it.
Yeah. Get to spend more time. As soon as you start drinking, then I'll come over to your house to do your
I know. I'm
podcast.
Looking forward to it. And she's going to cook something. You ever had a Coco Vaughn?
No.
The chicken?
No.
Oh, Danny.
Okay, but the last time you were so pissed off at your wife that you said, I don't want you to come over because the food's going to be crappy.
Exactly. That's what she does.
Was she going to make a bad meal on purpose?
Absolutely. That's what
because
she does.
I was coming over?
Yeah. No, because I'm in trouble. Like, she knows.
Why do I get penalized for you fucking up?
Because you'd be in the house, Danny. She knows when I'm in trouble. She knows the weight of my heart is through my stomach. And if she makes bad food, it's because she's mad at me. She can cook. She can really cook.
Okay.
And then Dan would just be guilty by association.
Yeah, absolutely right. Like, what did we have last night?
So when she sees me, she sees you. Therefore,
exactly.
She wants to punish me.
Exactly. She would, like, burn ribs.
She would
or
like
something.
To hurt me.
She would.
She would hold
lash out in pain.
All right.
That's what she does.
All right. But if I come over, I'm going to come over when you're out of the doghouse.
Yeah, I'll be out of the doghouse.
Next week?
No, this whole month is going to be.
Something tells me you're going to get an extra week in the hole at some point.
This whole month is kind of lost.
Okay, all right.
But July, yeah, it's all my birthday month. We'll be all right.
Yes.
Are you going to have a birthday party, Shay?
No.
What's been your longest punishment?
Anytime she's pregnant.
So nine
That's
months.
3 times.
Every time, yeah. 9 months. 9 months of pain.
27 months.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's mean as hell when she's pregnant. Mean as shit.
Yeah.
She eats everything, cooks nothing. It's bad.
No drinking.
She yells at me, cusses me out. Yeah. I got to go get her water all the time. It's bad. Really bad. You're lucky I like kids. Otherwise, I'd have zero. Because she is the worst pregnant woman in the world. She is violent. She wakes up every morning and chooses violence when she's pregnant. Every morning.
How about we turn our attention to bets?
It's hard, Danny.
I know. Bets for this week. Shay, I'm going to start with you. What do you have for me?
I got Miami +3.5 against Denver. I think they're going to, you know, give a last gasp before they lose that series.
Okay.
And then I got Houston baseball laying the 120. So I'm betting.
Don't explain it.
I'm betting $1.20 to win a dollar. Okay. That's what I'm doing.
All right.
Verlander +155 against Strider. I got the White Sox once again +110. That's the second game. There's a doubleheader today. Bang, bang, biscuit.
Small permitting.
Yeah, well, yeah. Whoa.
Air quality, right?
The second game should be fine.
Yeah,
the first
I think both. It seems like it's okay.
It's better today.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it smelled like smoke everywhere I went.
No, it was bad.
It looked
bad.
Gnarly out, too.
It was fucking gross.
Bad Larry, your bets for this week.
Okay, are we counting what we did last night or no?
Yes, Larry.
Okay, that's fine. I have just 3 baseball games, and then I did late add a Belmont bet, but the 3 baseball bets.
Wait, what did you win from last night?
No, I went 2-2.
Oh, okay. All right. So you had Joker over 50.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
Yeah, it was 52.5 when I bet. I betted at 52.5.
Okay, but
you lost it.
No, he won that one. Oh, Jimmy Butler over 39.5 rebounds, assists, and points.
Lost.
Okay. The Nuggets money line won, and Gabe Vincent over 18.5 points, rebounds, and assists. You lost that one, right?
Lost that.
Okay.
He went 007, I think, Gabe Vincent.
Okay. What do you have now?
Today I went 3 pitchers who I recognize. The Dodgers, Kershaw. the Mets, Verlander. And game one of the Yankees was Severino. Just 1 unit each.
All right.
And then I want a little 1 unit exacta box in a Belmont. Ooh. 6, 7, 8.
I want to follow that.
Okay.
1 unit.
On those.
Absolutely. That exact bet. That exact bet. Come on, Larry. Let's go.
Okay.
And I hear you, Shay.
For shits and giggles, I want to do that, but not box a trifecta 876 in order.
Wow. Wow.
And if that wins, I'm retiring.
Oh, okay.
Well, promise.
No.
What else do you have, Dylan?
So
Bad Larry, you're done, right?
Yep. Just okay. 7-8 exact the box.
Okay, Dylan.
So last night I had Nuggets -3 under 214 and Aaron Gordon first basket, which did not hit.
Mm-hmm.
For game 4, I'm going 2 units Nuggets -3.5. I think they just.
Are you going to go Aaron Gordon first basket again?
So, Dan, I have a new strategy where I'm betting Aaron Gordon first basket until it fucking happens. Last night, he literally was under the basket, gets fouled.
Okay. It's +1,000.
Yep.
Okay.
All so, right. Throw any unit
anything
on
else with the game tomorrow night?
Taking the under 210.5. I'm also just betting the under every game.
Okay. Mm. All right. Anything else?
MLB unit on Mets Braves -8.5 today.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow, Mariners money line against Ohtani and the Angels.
Fading them.
All right.
And then tonight, Golden Knights Panthers -6 goals. They have to not score like 100 goals one of these games. So why not tonight?
They're averaging 8 goals a game.
Yeah.
So far. Okay.
Jesus.
Anything else?
Yeah. And the RBC Canadian Open, Dan.
Yeah.
Nick Taylor, well-known Canadian, top 10 finish +3,500.
Well-known Canadian. Brian Boitano.
It is Brian Boitano.
Isn't it Mackenzie Hughes? Is he another?
Corey Connors.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of other. I was like looking down the leaderboard, and there's just like a pack of Canucks at the bottom that I've never even heard of.
Can't trust
Adam
me.
Hadwin, I think.
Hadwin's Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice beard.
Some French-Canadian guy's name I forget and can't pronounce.
Jim Carrey?
Yes, Jim Carrey.
Neil Young.
Steve Nash?
Bieber.
Justin
Biebs. The Biebs. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
Who's the best Canadian, though, ever?
The best
ever?
Canadian?
Ever.
Wayne Gretzky.
Actually, yeah, Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne-o.
I think everyone in Canada would probably say that, too. Yeah. Justin Bieber would probably say that.
RJ Barrett.
Oh, yeah, R.J.
Barrett.
He's like sort of the Wayne Gretzky of the NBA.
He's looking better and better now as of recently.
Oh, Jamal Murray's Canadian.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't trust him.
So that's it. I think
America's
that's
hat.
It. We've accomplished what we set out to do here today. And Shea is looking at the White Claws, but he's not allowed to have any White Claws. Nope. Dylan has one.
Not
I'm sure
me.
Bad Larry has a Budweiser in his future.
Yeah, later on tonight I have a Coke already from Ray's, but I'm heading back to meet a couple little boys over there. Mr. Metcalf.
Did you say little boys?
What are you doing?
A few boys over there.
Whoa.
What are we doing? We're going to go have lunch. What do you mean, what am I doing?
Oh, it's the same thing you do every day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's yeah. The routine, Dan.
Shea and Irving, his podcast, wherever you get your podcast. And once again, you have not brought up your wife as a degenerate.
No, the not, year not yet. But if she keeps going the way she's going, Danny, I mean, she might be.
But she listens to this, or friends of yours listen to
friends
this.
Of, she and does then not t- listen to this. No, she does not.
She's
care.
Informed.
Friends of hers, so friends of mine, I should say, listen to this, and then they talk to their wives about this,
mm-hmm.
and then their wives talk to my wife about this, and then the roommate just knows everything, which is blasphemy and awful.
You don't have any energy today. You are down in the dumps, man. You are Charlie Brown today.
A little sickly looking.
DJ Depression.
Yeah.
I just keep playing the same song over and over.
What
and
would
over.
Your song be?
You ever remember the MASH?
Yeah.
Suicide is painless.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me right now.
Okay.
Well, it's depressing, Danny.
What do you even do on the weekend?
Me?
Yeah.
Hang out with my kids.
Like crochet or something?
We got soccer. We got softball. We got dance. We got all kinds of crap they do. Ballet, some shit. Yesterday, my kid started telling me that she's going to do acro dance. I said, what the fuck is an acro dance?
I don't think you said what the fuck is it. I think you thought it.
Okay. and then she said it's acrobats plus dancing.
Yeah.
So now she's doing two different kinds of dance. So that means two different recitals, two different times that I got to show up at some stupid auditorium in Fairfield and figure out where my family is and what they're doing. And then if you're not paying attention after the dance, the kid says, you weren't even looking at me. What were you doing? Well, I was checking the goddamn score. That's what I was doing.
Okay.
Because it's fucking Saturday in the fall.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really fair.
No.
You have to get them familiar with what your lifestyle is all about.
They know. They know damn well. The roommate loves to block information, but they know damn well.
Wait, how young is your youngest?
Two. No. Yeah, two. She'll be three in December.
Shea sent me a video of her at the kitchen table. I was like, oh my God.
She's nuts. She's my most violent child.
The last one usually
is. If we had her first, I'd have one kid. She is the most violent child I've ever been around in my life. She's nuts.
That's same with my youngest.
Yeah. They're violent.
She was difficult.
She hits the other kids. Hits them, like in the face.
My youngest used to bite my other kids in the stomach.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Bite him right in the stomach.
That's aggressive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's like a diabetes shot. Sugar beaties.
You got diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yeah. You got diabetes. Well, thanks for joining us. And Dan Patrick takes a gamble. Boy, did I take a gamble. Larry, it was great seeing you. And we hope to see you again here in the neighborhood soon.
I will be back up when Shea starts drinking again.
Thank you, Larry.
I'm certainly not coming up with him not drinking.
Yeah, it was lame. Yeah.
What the fuck, Larry? Okay. What, we weren't good enough entertainment for
you? I don't think you guys were.
You guys were fun, but I want it all.
Yeah.
Ray and Dylan, I appreciate you showing me around Milford.
Thank you, Larry. Also, I do want on the record that I did beat Larry in pool. Lost everything else, but I want that on the record.
Whoa.
And Larry
won
also
the last game of pool. It was kind of like
here we go. Gave him a win.
Have you ever played 8-ball and the cue ball's neutral until your last shot? That's the way I play. All of a sudden, he's got
no. We're good. You know what?
Jailhouse
and
pool.
We'll, yeah, that's, and we'll talk.
That's
to
some bush league.
We'll talk
Larry.
To you next week on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.